At 6:42, a new from overnight, a former Jacksonville sheriff's officer is now facing child sex charges in Clay County with an underage girl that he evidently had met through church. We just pushed out this alert in the last 20 minutes in the WOKV app. With a deeper dive, live team coverage continues. Action News Jackson, Alexis Clevenger is with us. Walk through this investigation, what we know so far about this former cop.
Yeah, so about 3 weeks ago, the mother of the alleged 17-year-old victim in Clay County contacted the sheriff's office. Now, she found concerning and inappropriate communications on her daughter's cell phone. Now, we do know that 34-year-old Jose Benita III, who was a police officer with JSO in 2018, that's when he was hired, but before that, he was a Putnam County K-9 deputy back in 2017. Now, just yesterday, the Clay County Sheriff's Office arrested Garica, accusing him of meeting up with a 17-year-old girl for illegal sexual contact. Now, according to the Clay County Sheriff's Office, the victim told investigators she met Garica at church, and he told her to download WhatsApp to her phone so they could communicate. Investigators say he then used WhatsApp to send nude photos of himself and asked her for pictures in return. Now, they found 350 contacts or attempted calls from Garica's phone to the girl from last October to March 6th.
All right, Action News Jack's Alexis Clevenger with us with more on the arrest. Now, you may remember the name Josue Garriga. He was the officer who shot and killed 22-year-old Jamie Johnson during a 2019 traffic stop that many deemed to be racial profiling for a seatbelt violation. Ultimately led to a federal lawsuit against the officer. Johnson's family eventually settled the lawsuit with the city some time ago, and that ultimately led the sheriff, T.K. Waters, to ask city council for authority over legal settlements in involving his officer. So a lot of machinations to this story here, obviously. More on the arrest and the ongoing investigation out of Clay County as team coverage continues at WOKV.com.